This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. I've got an idea, America. I was just listening to the news again. I have a tremendous idea. Just go ahead and let's just crucify Roy Moore. Let's just get that over with. And then I don't want to hear anything from anybody talking about draining the swamp. And then when everything comes crashing down, you're going to have to leave it to somebody like me and the people I know. And that's going to be a bad day for everybody, but it's going to be especially bad for those that aren't like us. Now, I know that's the media and everything, but right now there's a Democrat running for office who's been accused of stalking. He's actually being investigated by the cops. Is anybody talking about that? I mean, sure, Roy Moore's accusations are serious, and they should be looked into. Like the one that just came out in 1991. What happened to talking about it in 92, 93, and every year since then? He's been a judge for a long time. He's been in the public eye for a long time. Why now? I've seen all this before. And the part that amazes me is that I'm not the only one that's seen this before, and I seem to be one of the few that I'm reading about or talking about or hearing from or anything that actually are sitting back and saying, let the people of Alabama decide. Don't expect the people of Alabama to desert Roy Moore. Steve Bannon may. He's already talking about doing that from Breitbart, you know, one of Trump's people originally. He may, and there may be a lot of other people doing it, but none of them vote in this election. They just talk. Okay. I want to talk about Sean Hannity has come under fire for having Roy Moore on his show. And radio shows, they are viable and they are business entities if they can have advertising. I have advertising. And they've been trying to do a kill shot on Sean Hannity. Now, the problem here is that the George Soros-funded Media Matters, which was set up specifically to attack Fox News on a daily basis, they're leading the charge against Sean Hannity. They're prodding advertisers to boycott the show, and in what seems like an example of groupthink, many other mostly online far-left and not-so-far-left publications are also demanding that advertisers boycott Hannity and Fox, including Forbes magazine. This has nothing to do with why you advertise. Advertisers who do this, who get out there and play this game of taking sides, I don't ever have to worry about that with my advertisers. If Media Matters comes after me tomorrow, my advertisers are going to give me a raise. They'll be like, oh, wow, Bill's really moving up in the public eye. That'll be good for me. But America has been enshrined on this idea of a vigorous political debate. And in an environment where there are far more left-leaning news media outlets than conservative ones, opposition should be cherished. And at least since the disputed 2000 presidential election, there's been a rough balance among 24/7 cable news outlets, with CNN and MSNBC lined up on one side, and the supposed conservative alternative Fox News on the other. I honestly believe, knowing what I know, I think more of America gets their stuff from talk news, talk radio and the interwebs than they do Fox News, for example. It's okay to offer dissent. It is quite another thing to go after them financially, shutting them down. There is an alternative boycott, one that preserves the intent of the founders. If you don't want a show to prosper because you don't like its content, you just don't watch it or you don't listen to it. I haven't been in broadcasting that long. I got, 7 years, going on 8. And everything I've learned out here on the move. I have never had an advertiser pull, except for those that tried to reshape, that I allowed to reshape the deal, which I should have known that was going to happen. But, Hannity's TV audience is right around 3.2 plus million. And he has a weekly audience that listens to him of about 65 million people, 65 million impressions. Now, I'm in the teens on that one. And the difference between the teens and what Hannity has is miles. Miles. If I ever get to the point of Hannity's level, that's going to be a whole different day. And Hannity's currently ranked number one in cable news and number two in talk radio. And the listeners of his show and the viewers of his TV program, right now, these advertisers are insulting their intelligence. Correct. I'm drinking a cup of coffee right now from a K-cup. They pulled their advertising, and a bunch of Hannity people started smashing their machines and making a big deal out of it, and it started a public relations nightmare. And the president of Correg had to come out and say, "This is not what we intended. I did not authorize this." And then he asked Hannity to get his people to stop, and the backlash happened. But see, when the backlash happens and then you stop and say, "No, wait a minute, we didn't mean it," that's not conviction, you fools. They started the ball rolling. They started the ball rolling. And I'll tell you this, for every advertiser that doesn't advertise with Hannity or with Limbaugh or any of those, there's plenty of others lined up, because at the end of the day, it comes down to impressions. How many impressions can you give in a given day? I know how many impressions I give, and I trade on that. Trade on that. These guys trade on that. And right now, we live in a world where things like the NFL is losing market share because of their shenanigans. And just like the NFL, these advertisers are going to feel a backlash. If I were Hannity, I would be getting out there and saying to you, this advertiser today decided that they don't like, they listen to Media Matters. It's one thing if you're advertising with somebody and you're not getting anything out of it. I get that. That's a business decision. Sometimes I have them done to me. I don't agree with all of them, and some of them are based upon sort of flawed data. At the end of the day, it's still a business decision, and you move on, and you replace them. If you've listened to me long enough, you've heard them come and go. If I did a greatest hits of the advertisers I've lost, it would take up half of the show. That's just life in media. So I'm looking at this thing, that the narrative that's being shaped with Moore and with Hannity, and sometimes I just sit back and say, you just, America, you're just like on a, you're on an express train trip to hell, aren't you? You're just bound and determined to take it down. Because that's what the leftists want, and they're convincing people that that's what they want. And for you weak thinkers that go along with them, don't worry. There's enough of people like me in the background waiting on this to all fall apart. We'll bring the medicine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
the Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The mother of the gunman out of Northern California, she has gotten out there and done a phone interview with the Associated Press. She identified herself only as Annie, and she revealed that her son had been feeling frustrated by an ongoing feud with his neighbors. She said her son sounded desperate over his relationship with his neighbors, who he said were cooking meth and creating fumes that were harming his 9 dogs. He said, "I'm on a cliff and there's nowhere to go." The first two people killed were the shooter's neighbors. A day before opening fire Tuesday at multiple random locations near Rancho Tehama Elementary School, the shooter called his mother and said, "It's all over now." School is located in Rancho Tehama Reserve, an unincorporated area in Tehama County, about 100 miles north of Sacramento. This guy, Annie, had to post $160,000 bail for his son in January after he was charged with stabbing one of the neighbors. She said that her son was charged with the assault, and he told her he had grabbed a steak knife out of the hand of the neighbor who was threatening him with it. The neighbor was slightly injured. Although police have declined to identify him, I have seen his name and everything, and we'll get to that in just a minute. The shooter was actually went to seven different locations during his rampage. This can only be described as a rampage shooting. The staff of that elementary school saved everybody. They heard it, and they reacted to it, and they went on lockdown immediately. He tried to get in on it, and he did not quite make that work. And it could have been very, very much worse in a lot of ways. Now, he started driving by residences and arbitrarily shooting at them. And they're describing him being as on a shooting rampage. He'd shoot at passersby and uninvolved residences. A mother who said she didn't know the gunman but was just driving past him with her three children was shot. One of the children suffered a non-life-threatening injury, according to police, but it's unclear if she was the victim of a gunshot wound or hit with shrapnel from a bullet-riddled car door. They're also saying that this guy was a prohibited person and that he assembled his rifles. He built his rifles. Now, this becomes interesting to me. If he was prohibited, the only things you can buy at that point without a background check, and if somebody out there has better information, I'm just basing this on what I know, and I could be wrong about this. The only thing you could buy where you could build a semi-automatic rifle like an AR would be an AR 80% lower. Now, granted, people get these all the time and build their rifles, but, you know, with a lower, there's a degree of knowing what you're doing with it. Because if you're using one made out of steel or billet or whatever, and you make a mistake on it, it's ruined. If you cut it too deep, if you cut it too far, if you go too far this way, too far that way. You have to cut out the fire control group. Magazine well is open, you have to cut out the fire control group. It's just a solid mass of metal. That right there begins, there's a question mark in my head. I'm not saying that what they're saying is not true. But what I am saying is that now it'll be interesting to see how this one, how this particular factoid gets dealt with. Because this is in California where the term Kevin DeLeon came out with, the ghost gun. That is still out there making its rounds. And I'm just waiting to see what happens with it. This guy, though. I had read in one article where he was dispatched with extreme prejudice, which I was like, what, have you guys been watching Apocalypse Now? I mean, what's the deal with this? This guy was angry. This guy was really, really, really angry. So, moving on to France. In the early days of Google, if you typed French military victories into the Google search bar and then clicked the I'm feeling lucky icon, you received an accurate response. Did you mean French military defeats? Your search French military victories did not match any documents. Eventually, Google changed their algorithm, which eliminated this reply, thus erasing the ability to search for the truth. So by defying Google, Pamela Geller, the activist who bravely and politically incorrectly speaks up about Muslim terrorism, revealed a recent French defeat that Google and the French may once again try to paper over. In Europe, they have these Christmas festivals, and they are beautiful. And this is where they set up a bunch of stalls, and it's like a fair for a month. And there you can buy gingerbread and old school, all old world chocolate, and some of the most intricately done handmade ornaments, and just it's just a great thing. In Nuremberg, that is the best Christmas market out there, bar none. France has one on the Champs-Élysées, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I don't know. And right now, it's canceled. And they're saying that it's because of inferior food. They say the market is ultra inelegant. The truckers and gypsies who are running the stalls are all infighting for control. Pam Geller is saying that the real reason is because of jihad, another grand Western tradition destroyed by the specter of jihad. Music festivals and concerts, New Year celebrations, Christmas markets, popular folk fairs, they're all fading from public life, and the risks are becoming too great. And in their place under the falsity of respect for Islam will be Muslim rituals and traditions. So, despite all of the terrorism that's been happening in France and a Christmas market attack in Berlin last year, the French feel comfortable blaming innocent French minorities, the truckers slash gypsies, for infighting, and of true French horror being ultra inelegant to cowardly disguise their fear of antagonizing a guilty demographic. The violent Muslim population is growing hostile and increasingly violent. And a benign Christmas market is sacrificed today. What sniveling French appeasement will tomorrow bring? There are two guys I would have loved to have served under just for the experience of serving under them. One of them I speak to on occasion. That would be Colonel Alan West. I would have loved to have served in General George Patton's unit. General Patton once stated, "I would rather have a German division in front of me than a French one behind me." Come on, France. Come on. Address the problem before your culture is completely covered over. Get focused and stop giving in to this that you invited in. And deal with it. Or else we'll only be able to read about you in books. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The Democrats are getting quite combative, and they're counting on what they perceive to be an anti-Trump fever to drive 2018 election turnout, while apprehensive Republicans debate running as Jeb Bush or winning as Donald Trump. It's a scene reminiscent of the throngs of people that attended Tea Party meetings on the night Obamacare was passed. The manager of a successful campaign to unseat a Republican in the Virginia House of Delegates recalls the scene of her first campaign meeting, as the New York Times reports. She went to a meeting of the Loudoun County Democratic Committee, expecting to encounter the usual 30-odd regulars. Instead, she found 300 new faces. She was wondering, who the heck are all these people? It was, after all, an off election year, and it was winter. As the Times writer Gideon Lewis Krause notes, the pop-up groups of new faces were largely unacquainted with politics. The campaign manager knew their primary motivation was their hatred for the president, but she was optimistic that they might be taught to direct some of their umbrage toward their Republican opponent for the House of Delegates seat. The Times piece, which is posted at realclearpolitics.com, further observes that following Trump's inauguration, there was no shortage of expressive opportunities for the left, protest actions, but few electoral conduits for its new resolve. The writer quotes the campaign manager, there's just this huge energy with people saying, we want to do something right now, we want to affect change in this election. The scenario was repeated across the Virginia House of Delegates, with Democrat turnout flipping at least 14 Republican seats and coming within striking distance of retaking control of the House for the first time in 17 years. The Virginia results, as A.B. Stoddard writes at realclearpolitics.com, by no means guarantees that Democrats will turn out to vote in midterm elections they sat out and lost badly in 2010 and 2014, but Republicans should prepare for it. Pat Buchanan notes at Newsmax.com, off year elections are often problematic for incumbent parties, and the 2018 generic congressional vote polling has heavily favored Democrats since Trump's inauguration. Add to that the frenzy of the never-Trump resistance, the apparent success of the Virginia Democrat as the picking Republican pickup trucks running down immigrants, and the apparent success of dredging up 40-year-old sexual allegations, and the Republicans think they're facing a very potent electoral headwind in 2018. David Drucker at WashingtonExaminer.com says the political calculus has changed after energized Democrats and moderate swing voters turned out in droves to repudiate Trump. So Buchanan observes Republican candidates will have to decide how close they wish to get to President Trump or how far away they can risk going and survive. But the most important part of the Republican survival strategy to overcome the so-called Trump drag is to produce on Capitol Hill, a task that, according to Drucker, is proving to be quite difficult. Having failed miserably on Obamacare repeal, congressional Republicans knew that next year could be a bloodbath as their own voters abandoned them if they fail to produce tax cuts. Drucker quotes a Republican House member, "When we do what we said we'd do, then we stand a chance to be competitive." There's something about politics that just completely escapes me, I swear to God. The drag, the Trump drag, is not a Trump drag. It's a congressional drag. Because Trump, in 10 months, has given 3% economic growth. He's given record unemployment, massive deregulation, outstanding cabinet appointments. He's reversed the Obama executive order regime. He's reshaped the federal judiciary. He's revitalized the military. He's reducing illegal immigration. He's unleashing American energy. He's got a very strong hand in American affairs. And all of this is out there. Then consider the 10-month resume of the Republican House and Senate. Where's the drag? That's where it's coming from. The Kimmel piece exposes the myth of Trumpism that the Republicans want to run away from and the Democrats want to resist. He says, in brief, I have concluded that Trumpism does not exist. Rather, it does exist, but only in the way a unicorn exists. In the dashing narratives of fabulists, Trumpism is an imaginary mythical beast. Just as there are many different stories about unicorns, some emphasizing its fierceness, some the magical healing powers of its horn, so are there different versions of that mythical figment, Trumpism. While Trump's election was supposed to be impossible, it is still utterly unacceptable. Fantasy of Trumpism is an expression of that state of affairs. I believe that one of the great embarrassments confronting the persistent anti- or never-Trumpers has been the utter failure of their fantasies about Trump to materialize. He was supposed to be horrible, xenophobic, racist, militaristic cad, but how has he actually governed? Trump has created coattails. His resume and his Make America Great Again agenda for jobs and economic growth has given coattails that his congressional counterparts can put down the crying towels and step up on and be dragged across the line if they will find a little bit of a spine. Passing a robust tax cut with the repeal of Obamacare individual mandate built in would be a very good start. Ed Gillespie in Virginia was Jeb Bush light, and that's why he lost. Jeb Bush would never say anything. Nobody knows what Jeb Bush was for because he would never say anything. Conversely, we knew exactly what Donald Trump was for because he was telling us every night, and if we didn't listen, we'd get it on Twitter. When you consider who won the presidency, and when you consider how he won the presidency, all of these House and Senate Republicans should really think about, do they want to run as Jeb Bush and be right, or at least their version of right, or do they want to win as Donald Trump? This has, you know, Republicans, this is about the country. This is about the good of the country. It has nothing to do with you. I know you're not going to listen to that part. I know that you're going to say, well, you know, there's this and there's that and there's the other. There is none of that, though. Those rules went away. All of these things we're hearing about Roy Moore and the polls and this, that. You know, the Trump's approval numbers right now are the same as they were when he won. We have seen through you. Most of America doesn't care. 82% of America thinks we're living, we're on our way to the American dream. How are you going to overcome that? You can't. This is you're in a moment where you can become heroes. And all of that vaunted power that you love so much, you can maintain it and you can hang on to it and you can continue to do things and you can be heralded as a Congress of the ages, as one who moved the country back towards the founder's vision. And instead, we're concerned about, you know, how somebody talks and he's on Twitter and he's this and he's that. And, you know, okay. And how do you, you know, ask Rick Santorum how that's working out. You know, he gets invited on a couple of shows every now and again to be made fun of. But, I mean, he's not in politics anymore. And every time he runs for it anymore, he loses. Ask him what that's like. Ask him about all the glory of being a former politician who gets turned out. Ask, what is Eric Cantor doing today? Does anybody know what Eric Cantor is doing? We know what Dave Brad is doing, but we don't know what Eric Cantor is doing. When I was in the military, I was told in one of my NCO development courses that if you're a leader and you don't have followers, that's really messed up. What's it going to be like to be a politician who can't practice politics anymore simply for the sake of playing the game? What do you do when the game board is taken away from you and you're not invited to sit down anymore? Go in the corner and cry now while you think about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The recent terror attack in New York on civilians, on cyclists, on joggers, and a bike lane by an Islamic terrorist is only the latest in a long string of attacks by Muslim terrorists against the West dating back nearly 50 years, sometime in the 70s. And that is quite a while. And it includes everything from Iran's takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, the horrific 9/11 attack carried out by Al-Qaeda, and the 2015 attack at a rock concert in Paris. Our leaders recount the victim stories with reverence, wring their hands, and move on. Our society, our culture cannot survive if we continue to move on and live with it, to mouth platitudes like you can't let the terrorists win. Because here's the news for you. Look at France with their Christmas festival. The terrorists are winning. As bad as the military is today, it is still frighteningly destructive. We can vaporize a city or a single car and anything in between, depending on the situation. The military is backed up by a nearly omnipresent intelligence gathering apparatus that can read your license plate from space. This is the official story, or at least, and it's supposedly keeping us safe. Tell that to the people who attended the party at the San Bernardino Inland Regional Center in 2015, or went to the Pulse nightclub in Orlando in 2016. Islamic terrorists can seemingly strike at will in the heart of the West's most populous cities with impunity, killing a handful or a few dozen or more. Politicians and bureaucrats decry the violence. They promise a redoubling of efforts. Then the countdown to the next massacre begins. Now, these are smart, educated people who hold considerable power, but they simply don't have the will to fight this war. Is there a point? We have to ask this. Is there a point for even the most calculating politician when the cumulative weight of the body count makes one's business as usual stance untenable? Do the politicians have a number in their head? Have they made a conscious choice to put politically correct lies about Islam before the lives of women and children? Now, this is the sad part. You have to assume that it would take something like another 9/11 style attack to break the spell. But even if it does that, so what? And what if our intelligence community had evidence that Iran aided the terrorists? Does anybody think we're going to go to war with Iran? So, what then? And here's the most outrageous, sad thing of all. The what is that until a 3,000 casualty attack reminds us that Islamic terrorists are really trying to destroy us. They have made the calculation that we are experiencing acceptable losses. We look at these deaths as a part of life akin to drunk driving or cancer. You know, the way Khan, the Muslim mayor of London, said, this is the way of life if you live in a big city. You just have to expect this. You just have to put up with it. Tragic, right? But what are you going to do? We have spent money and time and lives diddling away in places like Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Niger, and tell ourselves we're serious. We're committed to destroying the quote-unquote extremists, even though we can't bring ourselves to tell ourselves it's a war. That's only been a few weeks since the New York carnage, but we're not safe now. We're just waiting for the clock to count down. And what have we got coming up? We've got the holidays. We've got Black Friday, where most everybody will be stuffing themselves into choke points, trying to buy another flat-screen TV. Has anybody actually ever given a flat-screen TV to somebody for Christmas? Do most of these actually get just kept? We're going to be stuffing ourselves into shopping malls and shopping outlets. We're going to be going to events. I'm going to an event. I was talking to somebody about it today. I'm going to a ballet. I always go to the Nutcracker. And I'm going to be in one big closed-in place. Although I'm going to be armed quite heavily. Just in case. Because I can in that venue. But at the same time, we're going to be creating and presenting tempting targets. Imagine that guy, that Somali, who was driving around looking to try to decide his target. And he saw the bike lane, and he saw a gaggle, a little cluster of people, and he aimed the truck for that, and he stuck his foot on the gas and went out. And then he popped out because he wanted to be martyred. He didn't have a way to kill himself in the crash of the truck. He wanted to kill as many people as he could, and then he wanted to be martyred. So he jumped out with an airsoft gun and a paintball gun. And he did get shot, but he didn't get killed. Not martyred. No virgins for you, Pally. Imagine the mindset that takes to imagine. I mean, look around you tomorrow. See a group, find a group that has a couple of kids and some women and some old people and just regular adults in it, and try to conjure in your mind what it takes to try to get the empathy going to where you say, I'm going to kill them all. You can't do it because that kind of hate doesn't reside in most people. It resides in the Islamists. And they are coming just as surely as you're listening to me right now. And we're going to have a Westgate Mall. And we're going to have a Mumbai. Sooner or later. We're going to have another air attack of a sort, like 9/11. We're going to have all of these things. I really want to know what the 9/11 truthers are going to say when that comes out. That part of it is going to be interesting to me. All of that's coming. That's item number one. Item number two. I feel bad for everybody that is not in a place where you can carry a gun. I do. I feel bad for people in Los Angeles, California. I feel bad for everybody in New Jersey, New York City. I feel bad for Chicago, Illinois. I feel bad for all of Maryland. I feel bad because you're probably going to be the targets. They want, Genesis Communications right there in the heart of Minnesota with the Mall of the Americas where we had a stabbing just the other day. That's going to be a target. Maybe not today, but you can bet your boots somewhere out there, all of these places are on somebody's drawing board. You can bet your boots on that one. And as sure as you're listening to me now, sooner or later, we will face that. And it will be horrific. And we have to ask, I ask myself constantly, am I going to be like the guys at Westgate Mall? When the civilians were the ones hearing the call and the government was dithering away trying to figure out what to do, will I respond? Will I step up? I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but, you know. Still a question you have to ask yourself. The carnage is coming. We have the capability of stopping it. We don't have the will. The way you stop that is you have to go and eradicate everything. Everything. You don't get out there and say, well, we have to preserve their culture. What is left in Islam that still stands today that is from hundreds of years ago? And then ask yourself the same question about Europe. What is in the Middle East that has been there for hundreds of years? Besides the old, the Taliban, whenever they show up, they try to blow all of that stuff up anyway. So, is our culture worth keeping? And can we stop paying attention to these apologists for people that are bringing the carnage? And let's just get on with it. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.